Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. President, Madam Secretary General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. Allow me to join my esteemed colleagues in expressing appreciation for the presentation and eloquent presentation of the Insightful Trade and Development Report 2024 by Madam Anastasia. We commend UNCTAD for its independent analytical work on global economic and trade trends and their impact on the developing countries. While aligning myself with the statement made by G77 on China, I would like to offer the following observations. Mr. President, the report underscores pressing global economic challenges, including the persistent low growth trap exacerbated by the trade disruptions, climate change, and widening inequalities disproportionately affecting developing nations. Addressing these challenges demands a fundamental revaluation of development policies and reinforces the need for development to remain at the forefront of our collective efforts. The global economy is grappling with multiple crises exacerbated by deviation from multilateralism. Developing countries face sluggish growth, debt distress, and fiscal constraints, while remaining marginalized in the global value chain, despite technological advancement and shifting trade patterns. On debt and financial crisis, we emphasize that an unreformed global financial system significantly impedes development. Urgent action is required on debt relief. Restructuring mechanism and increased concessional financing is also highly demanded. Additionally, external financial pressures must be alleviated to enhance domestic resources mobilization. We welcome the report's policy recommendation on fiscal revenues, long-term financial and inflation management. Mr. President, a fair and development-responsive international financial architecture remains a long-lasting priority. The global financial system must undergo reform to facilitate sustainable long-term development. As we approach the fourth International Conference on Financing for Development, we urge UNCTAD to advocate for a development-centered perspective, ensuring that financial reforms address the specific needs of developing nations. The report also highlights the adverse effects of the trade fragmentation and shrinking industrial policy space. Protectionist measures and unilateral trade policies adopted by advanced economies further restricted market access for developing nations. We call for a balanced, inclusive multilateral trade system that guarantees fair opportunities for the global South. It's imperative to uphold multilateralism and strongly discourage unilateral actions that undermine developing efforts. Mr. President, we support UNCTAD's call for rethinking development in this uncertain era. Development must remain central to UNCTAD's mission.
Sir, 3 minutes, sir.
I thank you, Mr. President, and I appreciate your excellent chairing of the meeting. Thank you.